This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Monsanto is giving farmers a chance to support their local communities. Customer advocacy manager Angie Allen and I had a conversation about the America's Farmers Grow Communities program sponsored by the Monsanto Fund.
Grow Communities is launching its sixth year of supporting rural America. The program, which is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, offers farmers the chance to win a $2,500 donation to give back to a favorite local nonprofit of their choice. In 2016, we'll be giving another $3.3 million to over 1,300 counties across the United States.
So how do counties become eligible for this donation, or how do you choose who gets to participate?
Well, eligible counties are determined by USDA crop production data, and a county has to have a total of 30,000 acres of cotton, corn, soybean, and or vegetables. In Illinois, there are 97 counties that are eligible. To enroll, a farmer simply needs to live or farm in an eligible county, be 21 years or older, and actively engaged in farming cotton, corn, soybean, and or vegetables. If a farmer has previously won or has applied in the past, they are still eligible to apply and win again.
And could you tell us how someone could enroll if they are interested?
Absolutely. Farmers have from now until November 30th to sign up. They can go to www.growcommunities.com, or they can call a toll-free number, 877-267-3332.
Could you tell us a little bit about the history of the program? How did this get started, and what was kind of the thought process behind this?
In 2009, Monsanto decided that they wanted to give back, and they had some focus groups with farmers to really decide and determine how would farmers like to see us spend our money. And from those conversations came an overwhelming response that farmers wanted Monsanto to support their communities, their schools, and their youth. And so the America's Farmers programs were born from those discussions. The first program, Grow Communities, which launched in 2010, has given more than $19 million back to nonprofits across rural America. The second program, Grow Rural Education, which launched in 2012, is an opportunity for farmers to nominate their local public school districts to support math and science education by nominating schools to compete in a grant for $10,000 or $25,000. And our newest program, Grow Ag Leaders, which launched nationwide last year, gives rural youth a chance to apply for a scholarship for $1,500 to go to an ag-related career.
So this definitely sounds like just a way for Monsanto to give back to the communities and a way to say thank you to farmers and all they do.
That is correct. The purpose of the programs are to make a positive impact in rural America across the country. And the Monsanto Fund is the philanthropic arm of Monsanto, but they really are focused on strengthening farm communities. Those are the communities where our employees and our customers live and work.
Well, I'm sure that farmers appreciate that as well as anyone else in the community. Is there anything that we missed about the program that you would like to add?
Well, I'd love to add that since 2010, this program has given farmers an opportunity to give back more than $1.4 million in Illinois alone. And so another opportunity to give back some money. We're really encouraging farmers to sign up to support their community organizations. Again, go to www.growcommunities.com or call 877-267-3332.
Once again, that was Monsanto Customer Advocacy Manager Angie Allen about the Grow Communities program. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.